Tuesday and Wednesday, Parshas Bamidbar, Shir 306. All of the Shirim for today have been generously sponsored anonymously, thanking Hashem for all that He has done and given him, that he knows about and that he doesn't know about, and the ones that he has just learned about in the Wonders for Life Shir for the last 30 years. The Schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send him bracha and atzlocha la'irich yavim tevim. Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal said over the following story when he was by the Chavetz Chaim. He said the Chavetz Chaim told him something very interesting. He said, "I'm a Kayan, you know that?" And Rav Shimon said, "Yes." The Chavetz Chaim asked him, "Are you a Kayan?" Rav Shimon said, "No." "Are you a Levi?" Shimon said again, "No." Chavetz Chaim said, "The Chaval, it's a Nebuch. When the Beis HaMikdash is Be'ez Hashem going to be built, everyone's going to want to have a chelik in the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Pasuk says, Hazar HaKarev Yumas. A Zar that tries to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv Misa. So you're going to want to do Avod and you're not going to be able to. And I will." "Why?" said the Chavetz Chaim. "Because many years ago when Moshe Rabbeinu announced, Mi LaShem Elai, the Pasuk says, Vayasvo Elav kol B'nai Levi. All the B'nai Levi gathered to Moshe. And they heard the call of Moshe Rabbeinu." And the Chavetz Chaim continued and he said, "My Zayda heard the call and ran to Moshe. Your Zayda did not. And therefore my Zayda was Zeiche for all of his Einiklach that were going to be able to participate in Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, whether a Levi or a Kayan. And your Zayda, since he didn't, everybody lost out, and all of his Einiklach are not able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash." And the Chavetz Chaim said, "When they call Mi LaShem Elai, when you hear somebody saying, Mi LaShem Elai, you have to run, and if not, you lose." That's what the Chavetz Chaim said. And it's a very powerful message. And that was the message he was conveying to Reb Shimon. You have to understand that times come that maybe it's not so popular to respond. It's not so popular to come. But someone's calling Mi LaShem Elai. There's an opportunity out there. And the individual that grabs the opportunity will be Zeicha for himself and for all of his generations. And the individual that's embarrassed or he's lazy or whatever the reason is, Rachmana Litzlan, is losing out. And we have to make sure that when we hear or see the Mi LaShem Elai, that we respond accordingly.